Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Don't forget Marlins season. We've got tickets. Marlins season is winding down, but we've got tickets for you to go see Beer Fest at Marlins Park when the Braves come to town September 21st. Enjoy a sampling of domestic, international, and local craft brews. Keep listening for details on how to win. You must be 21 or over to win. We're going to give away a pair of tickets every day. It's 3:40 right now. We have not given away a pair yet today, so sometime in the next 2 hours and 20 minutes, we will. From Dolphins Wire in USA Today, Crowder, some studs and duds from yesterday's Dolphins game. You ready?
Yes.
Studs, Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. The Dolphins' dynamic duo at wide receiver did what they do best. Tyreek Hill finished with 130 receiving yards and hauled in an 80-yard touchdown pass. Jaylen Waddle didn't get in the end zone Sunday, but he had a 63-yard reception of his own and finished with 109 yards on 5 receptions. It wasn't the most efficient day for the Dolphins' offense, but the game-breaking ability of the team's two outside receiving threats saved the day by providing the big moments that Miami needed to swing momentum back in its favor.
100%. That's 80 and 63. About how many yards that is, just two plays. They were sputtering, penalties all over the place, first and 20s. But yeah, you can get all them yards in chunks. That's what it's about.
That is the luxury of having those two guys as your premier wide receivers.
Yeah. And I do. While we were talking earlier, somebody said it. Their run game struggled. I think Solana said their run game did struggle, but I trust McDaniel now enough to figure it out. See the personnel and see what he needs to do to get that run game going.
Well, that is the first dud from USA Today, the Dolphins run game. Last week, Dolphins general manager Chris Greer laughed off concerns about the team's offensive line. It didn't look like a laughing matter Sunday. The Jaguars' interior defensive line controlled the line of scrimmage. Uh-oh. Got the page wanting to close here on the, you know, when that little thing pops up that says unresponsive page, you know you're about to lose it.
Hold on, Hawk. Crowder, did you lose your tooth?
Uh-huh. No, I didn't. I didn't. My tooth is in there good. It's funny. Hawk said, oh, I thought he was looking at me. My little surge protector went off.
Oh, what is this thing called? Because you said, uh-oh, and I look at Crowder, and he's looking around the floor.
I thought that he lost a tooth? Yeah. No, I thought I was going to lose this page that I was reading online.
Listen, y'all still got people coming at me at games talking about, how's their tooth doing? Go to hell, Frank.
Hey, we're not the ones whose tooth is flying out. Jaguars interior defensive line controlled the line of scrimmage for much of the day. Raheem Mostert managed to pick up just 9 yards on 6 carries, and Devon Achane didn't fare a whole lot better with 24 yards on 10 carries. It was Miami's third running back on the depth chart, Jeff Wilson Jr., by the way, we haven't mentioned him yet today, who led the way with 26 rushing yards that all came in the last 9 minutes of the game. The inefficient ground game forced the Dolphins to convert way too many third and long situations and played the most significant role in the team's sluggish start. And Jeff Wilson Jr. does deserve some props because he bailed them out there a couple times at the end.
He did. That first 14-yard run, that was second and something. Did you watch the overtime of the Lions-Rams game?
Yes. No.
Yes.
The last drive?
Yes. Yes.
It's what we talked about, that sooner or later as a team, the Lions literally said, F you and your physicality. And they ran the ball 8 times in a row to score a touchdown. They didn't throw the ball not one time in overtime series. That's what the Dolphins have to be able to do. Because at some point this season, they're going to have to run the ball down somebody's throat. That's my question with the Dolphins. Can they do that?
I had a 6-leg parlay on that game last night. Would have paid me about $3,000. I only missed 1 leg, Matt Stafford over 1.5 yard rushing. It was the only leg that I missed.
Matt Stafford doesn't need to wear cleats during the game. He's not going
I had,
anywhere.
You know what I had? I was missing 3 legs. The only things I was missing was that David Montgomery, anytime TD, and Lions -5. Well, he did that with the TD. Like, it would have been the most incredible parlay victory if Matt Stafford had run the ball one damn time.
he's not looking to run. You said Jared Goff took off, and it was the slowest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, their over-unders for rushing was 1.5 yard.
Jared Goff looked like a baby giraffe straight out the womb.
Couple more studs from USA Today. Calais Campbell, Jalen Phillips, Emmanuel Ogba. There's been reason to be concerned about the Dolphins' pass rush. Bradley Chubb is on the PUP list, and Jalen Phillips is working to come back from the Achilles tear that he suffered last November. When it mattered most, though, Miami's defensive front got home. On the last 2 offensive plays of the game for the Jaguars, Emmanuel Ogba and Jalen Phillips recorded sacks that gave the Dolphins the ball back with just over 2 minutes left. They were 2 of 3 sacks on the day for Miami. The other came from Calais Campbell, who single-handedly destroyed the Jaguars' first drive of the game with a sack and tackle for loss on his first 2 snaps with the Dolphins. While there wasn't much push from anyone else other than that trio, the veteran pass rushers managed to get the job done.
If that was Jalen Phillips at 75%, he's about to be Lawrence Taylor.
Right?
That joker was coming off that edge.
Man, I mean, it is almost implausible that he looked that good after that injury.
Yes. And and when I say 75%, I think he's healthy. They just don't want to overwork him. And so they're piecing and placing him, you know, in critical downs and all, but
he's on a snap count, but it wasn't, he played a bunch of snaps. It was like 60 plus or something.
I'm going to say, what kind of snap count is that? Yeah. I never saw him off the field. He'd come out first down and then sprint out for second down.
Another dud, according to USA Today, the Dolphins tight ends with a limited amount of options at wide receiver with Odell Beckham Jr. on the PUP list and Malik Washington ruled out with a quad injury. It seemed like a good time for tight ends Jonnu Smith and Durham Smythe to shine. Instead, Smith finished with 1 reception for 7 yards and a drop. Smythe was even worse with no receptions on 3 targets.
You could see what they were trying to do with Jonnu, and after he dropped that ball, they totally took him out of the game. Yeah. But yeah, Durham Smythe dropped the easy one. What's your boy's name? Julian.
Julian Hill, baby.
Julian Hill. Yeah, he's jumping offside. Big goofy man. Yeah, the tight. We John New has to be the guy, but the tight ends were not impressive yesterday.
That was disappointing because we were expecting something from John New Smith and really the whole tight end position that did not materialize yesterday.
Tyreek even talked about John New Smith this week. He was like, oh, the things we could do with him, yards after catch. He can't catch. He can't get yak. The C in yak is catch. But John New's gonna have some big games, but he struggled yesterday early.
Final stud from USA Today, Devon Achane. With the aforementioned tight ends failing to provide reliable third receiving options to Tua, Achane found success in the pass game. By halftime, Achane was responsible for 68 yards, 60 receiving, 8 rushing of the Dolphins' total yardage. The Dolphins will need to find a way to get their running back game, their running game going in future games, but they've already found ways to get Achane involved regardless. Yeah, he looked good, man. I was impressed with him.
Don't run behind Eichenberg. As simple as that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.